Now we've one more live guest, Donna McGettigan. She's Sinn Féin councillor and chair of the Shannon Municipal District and his parties, and is the party's candidate for the next general election. Donna, very good morning to you.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on.
No, thank you for coming in indeed. You're Sinn Féin councillor. You've had a huge political career behind you. Can you tell us how you got into politics, first of all?
Well, I joined Sinn Féin when I was 16, so I've been in the party for many, many years. I won't tell you how many. But I would never really have put myself forward as a political person. I would have been an activist more than anything. But as I got older then, people were saying I should probably put myself forward for politics. But we had a great man here, Mike McKee. He was our councillor, and he would have been our candidate too for the general election. Unfortunately, Mike got sick and passed on. So I was co-opted onto his seat 4 years ago, and I've been on the ground since.
And as I mentioned there, you're chair of the Shannon Municipal District. Can you tell us the area that the Shannon Municipal District covers, and how it all started and some of the projects that you've done over the years?
Well, it covers a huge area, and I think when people talk about Shannon, they think Shannon Town,
yes,
but
exactly,
it's, you know, it's Newmarket, Six Mile Bridge, Meelick, Parteen, Clonlara, Westbury, Shannon Banks. It's huge, and it's very hard to cover it all when you get out, but at this stage now, we're running two in the Shannon Municipal District area. There's myself and James Ryan will be running in the locals, so he's Shannon Banks, Westbury, so we'll be able to cover that big ground in between. In terms of projects, we've had the flood relief systems is now in the process, and we're hoping to have that up and running by 2030. So that's going to be a big project, because that will include the walkway from, you should be able to walk out to Bunratty from it. That's the preferred option.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have Six Mile Bridge Village Renewal Scheme, and Six Mile Bridge is one of few towns that we've been involved in this scheme. So it's a great boost for not just the Shannon MD, but for the whole of Clare, to have one of our villages in it, and that's up and running at the minute. And in Shannon, we're just finishing the Drumgeely active outdoor recreation, which is...
And can I ask as well, Donna, has there ever been or will there be projects for Shannon Airport? Obviously, we're here today. Is there projects in the pipeline for Shannon Airport?
But recently, they had the new weather system put up there. They are looking at reconfiguring the airport at the building itself.
Okay.
There is an old section of the building that would need to be more or less kept, I think, on it, and it has it's a butterfly scheme, I think, on a theme on it. So that's in the pipeline at the minute. All right.
Okay. And I see here that as you mentioned, some of the projects, the Clonlara flood defense system, very important.
Very, very important. I had been down with a few years ago visiting residents down there with Jerry Adams.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was just
horrific,
horrendous.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrendous what they were having to go through. And Shannon is another area where when you talk about flooding, like some people can't get insurance here, even though we've never had flooding.
Yeah,
it's a big issue. Yeah, you can't. And because we're designated a flood area, even though we haven't had floods, and we have a good flood defence system that's doing its job. So we haven't had floods, and we'll be renewing that. But yeah, it's not easy, like, to be when you're trying to be a first time buyer and you have to have insurance and you can't, because in an area that's never had a flood. So it's great to see the Clonlara one up and running, and hopefully a bit of security for those down there.
And I know the residents, it's been on the news many times over the years, and I know the residents have been waiting for that for a long, long time.
A long, long time, yeah. They've went through more than one flood in some areas.
And sadly, some of the residents that you've spoken to, has some of them to actually move away completely from the area? They weren't able to live there?
Yeah, well, I think some of them have gone back all right, but it's an area where... Well, once they've had the flood, they can't do anything. They're stuck with their house, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what was crazy about it, that they had to wait so many years because they had to live in those flood-damaged houses and try and repair them as best they could.
Yeah, yeah. And you're running as well alongside another Sinn Féin candidate for this year's general election?
Running in the locals with another,
apologies, a local election. Do you think Sinn Féin could top the polls?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, we're hearing good stuff on the ground. We're up in the polls again. We did drop last week. We're back up in the polls. And what I'm hearing on the ground, because I'm very much focused on the ground, I'm out in the ground all the time. I work with a lot of community groups. And yeah, we're hoping. But, you know, politics, you never know. You can't say that we're definitely going to get in, but politics can change in one day, never mind 1 week.
Exactly. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention with regards to the municipal district here in Shannon?
Just that Shannon itself is a great town. We've had a few tough years over the last few years with a few tragic losses. But to me, Shannon, when we first moved down, you know, it was it's a town that doesn't belong to anyone, and that's what's unique about it. And it's always had to gather itself as a community from when it very first started, because there was 150 families and 14 nationalities. So that was, you know, that's what Shannon was started out as. So we've always had to be together as a community, and it didn't matter who you were, what you were, where you were from, you were part of the community. And it's an amazing town for that, you know, and this weekend is another sad weekend, and then the town is
Switchboard Dillon,
the town is wrapping itself around the community, and that's what I love about Shannon. It doesn't belong to anyone. It's still fairly new. Now, there was mistakes on it when it was built. It never had a main street. So when we were young, growing up, like, we would have went to Six Mile Bridge and Newmarket and was amazed that they had a main street, and we didn't. For a new town, we couldn't. And this airport itself was our playground. We would have been up here running up and down the halls of these. This was where we played, or we even played in housing estates that were being built, because there was no safety measures back then, you know.
Yes. And I don't know, are you involved in this project? But there has been talks of a proposed railway line linking Shannon Airport to the main Limerick to Galway line. Is that something that you would advocate?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the old rail system from years ago, there was rail lines all over Ireland. And now if you look, you'll see black spots all along the west of Ireland. You can't get a rail from Limerick straight up to Derry. You know, and that's not good. Like, I think it's the last, it stops at Sligo. And then, you know, you've beautiful County Donegal that you could be exploring by rail,
and we are a small nation, like, so we it could be easily done.
Absolutely. And I would advocate for that, and I think that should be something that particularly when you look at the airport having a hub, with you have big trucks coming out of here and they're ferrying goods down. If you had a rail, that would save 20-30 trucks at a time, one rail, you know. You know, when you're talking about carbon, you're talking about roads, you know. And I think that that should be something that definitely should be worked on.
Yeah, but of course, obviously funding is needed for that.
Obviously funding, I'm sure. It comes up in the Limerick Metropolitan Shannon area plan, and it's in there. So hopefully it'll be brought up, and the Shannon Chamber brings it up, and the who else brings it up? A few people have brought it to the attention that it is something that needs to be brought up.
And finally, obviously you've had, by the sounds of it, you've obviously had a successful career. For someone who's maybe listening, maybe younger people or whatever, and if they want to get involved in politics or get involved with the Clare County Council or all that, what piece of advice would you give them?
Just go for it. There's a lot of people out there that are afraid to come into it. They think that, I never sat my leaving cert. I didn't go back until a few years ago. So it's not like you need to be this big brainy person. All you need to know is this is right and that's wrong. And people, and to be able to help people. And it's one of the biggest things that I get a kick out of. If someone contacts me and says, thank you so much, you helped me there. That's amazing to be able to have the ability.
You need to have a connection with the people in the local community, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. You do, and you get to meet loads of different people from all different spectres. And, you know, I'm a mother of a transgender, so, you know, when I delve into that was amazing for me, because that was a whole new journey for me to go on. So, you know, there's a whole load of people out there that you can get in touch with that you may think, sure, they'd be not my type of people, but they're everybody's lovely, and I love it. I really do love being involved in the community and working hard on the ground.
Well, I wish you all the best in the elections in the next coming months. Donna McGettigan, Sinn Féin councillor and chair of the Shannon Municipal District, thank you very much for joining us on Scariff Bay Community Radio.
And thank you very much for having
me. Donna, take care.